I'm Chris Lehman in Salem, Oregon.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.
Tickets are going fast for the 2015 All-Day Ag Outlook meeting, and Todd and I hope to visit with you. We've got a stacked lineup. It's a WASDE day, so you will get wall-to-wall coverage on corn, soybeans, cash grain, and whatever else you want to talk about. Chris Hurt will talk livestock for 2015. Murray Wise has the latest on land value trends, and Sue Martin will deliver a keynote. Cost for the March 10th meeting is $25 and includes a continental breakfast and beef house lunch. Get your tickets by calling 217-333-7300 or online at willag.org. That's willag.org.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red winter March wheat, 554 and a quarter down 5. Soft March, 521 down 4 and 3 quarters. March corn, 382 down 3 and 3 quarters. July, 397 and a half down 3 and 3 quarters. December, 412 down 3 and a quarter. March soybeans, 974 and 3 quarters down 3. July, 982 and a half down 3 and a quarter. November, 957 down 2 and 3 quarters. March soybean meal, 327.40 down 220. March soybean oil, 31.87 up 12. February live cattle, 158.30 down 30. March feeders, 197.65 down 110. February lean hogs, 61.82.5. They are up 60. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises. He is in Manville, Louisiana, although he's not there physically today. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
You're over in Peoria today?
Yes, I am. I'm at the Illinois Society of Farm Managers and Rural Appraisers Conference, and they got several interesting speakers here today.
I want to talk a little bit, Dan, the degree that you think that the mix for corn and soybean acres for the prospective planting report at the end of March is baked or not baked at this point.
Well, I don't think it's totally baked in the because we had a late fall, and I think there's a lot of field work to be done. So farmers still have the flexibility yet, I think, of moving acres around. So I don't think we're kind of locked in on any particular number. The theme of the trade is basically to look for smaller corn acres and larger soybean acres just based upon the profitability of soybeans or the less loss by moving to soybeans than keeping your acres in corn. And if we do that, then overall corn supplies are declining in the long run, and soybean supplies are increasing in the long run. So that's been the general theme of the market of the past couple weeks. I think you'll hear that theme pick up as we get closer to that March 30th report.
Also, I think we ought to take a little bit of time to talk about seasonals. Second half of February, you can see a seasonal that shows some rally in the marketplace for grains. Based on what you're seeing in technicals and what you know, are we set up for that possibility this year?
Well, the average seasonal tendency, if you look at averages, is to strengthen through the month of February. But as like any kind of averages, you can kind of get lost in the averages. Now, I think what we're seeing, what we've seen mostly this week, it maybe began a little bit last week, is we're kind of falling back, consolidating that big surge to the upside that we saw on the first day or two of February. And I think that's what we're doing here, is consolidating and pulling back. And if we can hold above those late January lows on this consolidation or pullback, then I think then the market, then from a technical point of view, then would be in good position to follow that average seasonal pattern and then strengthen as we go on into the end of February, first part of March.
I do know that producers looking at those averages, especially for corn, and corn now is trading for December at 412. You take your 80% policy, you're somewhere around 385 or thereabouts. And then you look at basis, and now you're thinking for corn, this is going to be pretty tight.
Well, that's the going to be the big question. There's just not going to be a lot of room in current day prices to encourage corn plantings. And beans is a little cheaper crop to plant, and it has a tendency to withstand adverse weather a little better than maybe corn does. Corn is such a critical crop that you got to have rain at the right time in that 2 week or 3 week window, or otherwise your yields kind of fall back sharply. Whereas soybeans has a little larger window to catch a rain, so I think that's why you're seeing people leaning more toward beans and corn. Not necessarily here in the central part of the Corn Belt where we got good rich black soils. The switching is going on the fringe areas, and we're seeing movement out of cotton acres into soybeans, and then we're seeing some corn acres moving into soybeans in the fringes.
And I guess for soybeans, you would say the same technical story pretty much as for corn with the consolidation phase underway.
Yes, that's the way I am reading the charts at the moment, is we're just kind of consolidating that big surge that we had. The key will be if we hold above that late January low, then that would be a good solid signal that the winter low is in place, and then the market is in position to put together an early growing season rally or a rally as we go on into planting. And you know, depending upon what the insurance averages turn out to be during the month of February here, that may have a lot to say with what planting intentions survey will indicate when USDA does that within a couple days of that March 1 time frame.
What other potential movers are there between now and that end of March prospective planting quarterly grain stock combination?
I don't see there's really nothing in the marketplace to give us a big boost. I think, you know, a setback in the dollar would be supportive to the grain complex. But at the most, for right now, everybody's looking at South America. And while Brazil has had some difficulty in raising a crop, where it's down a little bit from earlier expectations, Argentina has kind of picked up that slack. So unless we would get into some weather adversities in South America to finish out the growing season, the market really struggles to find bullish news.
Is either pigs or cattle going to increase herd size this year?
Well, you're going to see increased. I mean, cattle, we've already kind of made the turn on that, but that's a long process. I mean, that's holding back heifers, so that keeps on feed numbers smaller than what they would normally be. it's easier to probably see expansion in the poultry inside industry. Pork is going to expand some, but we are seeing, you know, prices have tumbled significantly off their high points, and basically that's due to heavier weights that we've seen in the livestock industry.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Current tick in the marketplace. March corn, 382 1/4, down 3.5. July, 397 3/4, down 3.5. December, 412 1/4, down 3. March soybeans, 975 1/2, and they're down 2 1/4. July, 983 1/4, down 2.5. November, 958, down 1 3/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.